You are listening to Keith Carson, Information is Power, Part 5 of the Community Forum on Healthcare Reform.
Right now, it is my great pleasure to introduce Neera Tandon. She is a senior advisor at the Department of Health and Human Services. Neera Tandon works on developing healthcare policies for the HHS and the Obama administration. She is the former domestic policy director for the Obama-Biden campaign and was the policy director for Hillary Clinton's campaign. She oversaw Hillary's healthcare work on, she actually saw the healthcare work on both campaigns. She has worked in think tanks in the Senate and in the Clinton administration. We are so pleased. Let's let Neera know that we're here and we appreciate her taking the time today. Please give her a big hand. Hi, Neera. This is Sherry Hirota, the CEO of Asian Health Services, here with 300 community members and organizations.
Hello?
Hi, Neera.
Hi, I'm honored to be on the call with you, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. I'm sorry I'm not there, but we appreciate all the work of the people represented in the audience today, and I know that you've been working for years and some decades to realize the day that we hope is fast approaching, where we have true health reform that expands coverage and really covers all Americans, lowers healthcare costs, and improves quality for all Americans. And today,
Neera, mm-hmm. We're interpreting at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So if you could make sort of breaks every so often so they can catch up.
Okay, great. I will definitely do that. And just feel free to interrupt as well if I'm going too quickly. So today, the president has been doing a series of events around healthcare reform, and today we saw that the Senate Finance Committee has put forward legislation which we consider an important building block that gets us closer to comprehensive health reform. There have obviously been concerns about the legislation, and we hope to work through many of these concerns as we go forward in the process. But at the end of the day, we hope that we will move forward and that this legislation will be marked up in committee next week, and that we will see legislation that really addresses the needs of every American, including the Asian Pacific Islander community. We're very aware that the Asian American community sees, has particular concerns about health reform. We have higher rates of lack of coverage. There are language needs in particular, and there are other issues that we are working to address that have somewhat been addressed in some pieces of the legislation, but we want to see addressed in the final package. And most importantly, though, as we work through these details, we really hope that we can continue a partnership with all of your organizations. We are really reaching the point where the rubber hits the road. We are closer than we've ever been. Obviously, the president feels this is a tremendously urgent issue. He just last week addressed the joint session of Congress. And we really hope that we can work in partnership with you to communicate in your communities how important healthcare legislation is, that we can finally address these needs and move the ball forward and ensure that we are solving one of the problems that our communities are facing. And just yesterday, we saw additional data points about how healthcare is increasingly unaffordable. It's unaffordable for the small business community. It's unaffordable for individual Americans, and it's really growing unaffordable for people who have coverage themselves. And I would just point out, in addition, one of the groups that really lost coverage over the last year, according to the census report, was small business groups. That's where the big deterioration in healthcare coverage is coming, and that's why I think it's really important that we ensure that people in our communities understand that healthcare is so critical. And I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm happy to take questions if that's helpful.
Oh, great. Well, if we were hoping you would take one or two questions, and thank you for your time. So we have a first question. quickly. Deanna?
Hi, Neera. It's Deanna Jang from the Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for joining us. I had a question. I haven't had a chance to read the Senate Finance Committee mark, but I see that it does include a cooperative instead of a public plan option.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering what your views are, given the House will likely have a public plan option, if there's a conference strategy to ensure that a public plan option is part of the healthcare reform bill.
Right. Well, you know, obviously the president talked about the public plan last week at the joint session, and, you know, we continue to advocate for a public plan. There has been concern that, you know, it's hard that at this point in time we don't have enough votes in the Senate for a public plan. But as you know, the House has passed legislation through its three committees, especially through Energy and Commerce, to have a public plan. Though it's, you know, it has HHS or the new entity negotiating payment rates, and so our goal is to, you know, push this process through. Obviously, we're not going to have a public plan or any other plan if we don't get a bill through Senate Finance. So it's important for that we are able to move this process forward. But the president continues to believe that a public plan is important and that we move the ball forward. I would say, though, to all our friends, you know, for those of us who've worked on this issue a long time, a public plan is critically important, but it's not the entire bill, and we're hoping that, you know, people advocate for the bill as well.
Great, Neera. It was a little fast, but we will translate that for the community.
There's 300
people here, but we have two of our most prominent physicians, so we have two more questions for you.
Great.
Dr. Ricky Choi.
Hello, Ms. Tandon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much for all that you're doing.
My name is Ricky Choi, and I'm a pediatrician at Asian Health Services and a member of the National Council of Asian Pacific Islander Physicians.
Great.
My question for you is two parts. First is, could you share with us the role that you hope that prevention will be in the health reform bill, as well as funding? And the second question, and it has been a question from the audience, is thoughts about coverage for undocumented people, of which Asian Americans are also a big part.
Great. Thank you for both of your questions. And again, thank you for everything that you are doing. In terms of prevention, this has been a seminal part of health reform from the beginning. You know, I worked on the president's health reform proposals as a presidential candidate and in the general election, and he has been focused on ensuring that we have a system of health care, not just sick care, that our health care system really is overly focused and appropriately focused, but it focuses so much time and attention on acute care and not enough time in ensuring that we stay healthy. And so, you know, he's wanted to ensure that we have a system by which we are investing in preventive services, and so that's an aspect. Even in the Recovery Act, the president put forward $1 billion in prevention funding, but in health reform, that we have the right incentives. And so in all of these pieces of legislation, there have been particular initiatives around health reform that ensure that we are really investing in prevention throughout the system. And what I mean by that is, you know, low or no copays for primary care, low or no copays for preventive benefits. So the structure of the system really creates incentives for people to stay healthy and keep healthy. And that has been an important part of the legislation. We're still looking at the details of the Senate Finance Bill, but that has been something that was in the House bill and the health bill, and, you know, we've been really urging that. In terms of concerns around undocumented immigrants, this is an area where, you know, it has been quite contentious, and, you know, in some, you know, we may not see eye to eye on every aspect of this. You know, the president has said that undocumented immigrants wouldn't receive tax credits in the healthcare plan. Obviously, we have very strong support for safety net hospitals and ensuring that safety net exists. We want to ensure that in our funding for public hospitals and DSH payments and other things, that we're maintaining those levels so that they can still maintain the safety net system. But this may be an area where we don't see eye to eye, but we're hopeful that, you know, there will be dramatic expansions of coverage that will address the needs of these communities.
Great. And Dr. Arthur Chen.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Tandon, for participating. And we just want to let you know, on the front lines, we like to be strong partners with you as you fight this battle in the White House, and we appreciate all that you do.
Great. Thank you very much.
My question is about H.R. 676, a national health insurance amendment that is proposed as an amendment by Weiner from New York, attached to H.R. 3200. We just heard from a patient here that is from Taiwan, where they have national health insurance, which seems to be working very well. I'd like to know what the White House impression is of the amendment, and can you possibly see this as a strategy to help advance the public option, given the strong opposition to the public option and perhaps the conservatives' fear, even greater fear, of national health insurance? That this, by supporting national health insurance, might even be helpful to ultimately gaining a public option by compromise.
Right. So I think, and I don't remember the bill number, but this is a sort of single-payer proposal. It's similar to a single-payer proposal.
He's nodding yes.
Yes, okay, sorry. Well, you know, again, the president tried to address this a little bit in the joint session, and, you know, he has said before that if we were starting from scratch, one may support a single-payer system. But, you know, a really bedrock principle for the president has been that that if you like your health insurance, nothing changes. And for the millions of people who like their health care from their employer-sponsored health care plan, enjoy their system, you know, that they receive. He wants to have that assurance to them. And so that's why, you know, we've helped create this framework with the Congress, and we support what they're doing, which is to build on the current system and to build on the employer-based system and as we move forward. And we appreciate that, you know, there are friends on the left in, you know, and these programs may work exceedingly effectively in other countries, but for our system, this is a model that he's supported and the model that we want to see go forward.
Thank you. One real quick follow-up to that.
Sure.
Would you, would the White House support a state, the state's rights to advance more far-reaching insurance coverage proposals if the states choose to, after whatever happens in Washington legislation? In other words...
Yeah, no, I understand. There have been amendments offered in committee to allow states to even go so far as to do a sort of single-payer system in their own states. And I think, you know, we've had some concerns about, you know, the feasibility of that and how that would break up an exchange and how that would affect the system. And we've also wanted to ensure that states have the ability to do the kinds of innovations that they want. So this is just a hard balancing act for us. And we haven't, you know, we want to see those proposals, you know, as they are very, you know, in their specific language before we move forward with them.
Okay, we have the highest ranking Vietnamese dentist in the country, Dr. Hong Le, and she'd like to just ask you a question.
Great.
Hi, Ms. Tandon. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I'm a dentist and dental director at Asian Health Services, and I'm just wondering if there will be any provision for oral health care in the final national health care plan. Thank you.
What I would say is that, you know, these dental care has been part of some of these pieces of legislation, and we, you know, we want to make sure that there is a comprehensive set of benefits in the legislation, and that is something that is being worked on. I haven't actually seen what the Senate Finance Committee says specifically on that, but in all these pieces of legislation, either the exchange or the Secretary of Health and Human Services will help determine what the specific benefits are, and this is something that she has been committed to.
Thank you. And Neera, many people in this audience of over 300 have mentioned today also the issue of new legal immigrants. We were very proud when the President Obama made sure that we included new legal immigrants in the S-CHIP insurance, and I was actually at the White House to cheer him on. We are so proud of his leadership in forging healthcare reform. Wanted to know what you thought our chances of also getting new legal immigrants mandated in our country as they pay our taxes and support our health system.
Well, this is something that we are very mindful of and trying to push forward in the process. And I think the language, it might be a little vague in Senate Finance, and I'm trying to check to see what it is. But we appreciate, and you know, obviously the President has taken a position on this on CHIP, and we are going to work through this process, and hopefully we can do that together.
Thank you, Neera. We would do our part as well. We are signing petitions. We are sending fortune cookies to the Senate enclosed with our issues.
Great.
And we would love to thank you. Can everybody in the room give Neera a round of great applause as she can hear it and get back to the important job of healthcare reform?
Thank you all very much, and it's been an honor and a privilege for me to work with you over the years, and that as we go forward, I hope to work closely with you again. Thank you all very much.
You can subscribe to this podcast, Keith Carson, Information is Power, on iTunes or Podomatic.com. Don't forget to visit our website at www.keithcarson.org or visit us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.